Well, you know, you point out that that nice, kind bigotry about musicians and smoking weed. And of course, we could list a bunch, you know, Snoop Dogg, Willie Nelson and so on. How come, though, there isn't some sort of, we are the world for marijuana legalization? Get all these musicians together to make a high profile support for ending these stupid laws and ending this stupid prohibition. Why does it not get taken more seriously?
I'll tell you exactly why. Because, like I said, the bigotry is kindly. And they're musicians, so they're probably high. if it was the kind of thing where it was a mean bigotry and musicians were being beaten for it. Mm-hmm. I think in the 60s, there was that kind of, the bigotry wasn't so kindly.
Mm-hmm.
I think actually you can go back to the 50s when it was jazz musicians or the 40s. Charlie Parker, when you couldn't stay in a hotel, we wouldn't have your kind here.
Mm-hmm.
It was that kind of thing. Then I think you did see a radical change in culture like the 60s. I think that's when it happens. I think when people are actually so fearful of other people that they don't want their kind around.
Yeah.
Started from a racial divide. I mean, most of the drug laws that exist, pretty much all of them, started with some sort of racial fear. We don't want the black man doing cocaine because he's going to rape our white women.
Mm-hmm.
It was that kind of thing. Or we don't want the Asians in their heroin, their opium coming into our country. They all started that way.
Right.
Most of the drug laws started as some sort of Caucasian European fear of what will happen if the brown people start doing these drugs.
Right.
And that's really where they came from. And gradually we've intended to breach the racial divide. And I think that on some level, just as human beings, we've all said that makes us better as the human race. And I think that we're starting to see that these drugs are just things. They're just chemicals. And chemicals aren't bad or good. They're chemicals. It's what you do with it. You could say television is bad for you. But you could watch television and get an idea that in the right mind could cure cancer. You could also take a television set and throw it out a window and kill a whole lot of people. It depends what you do with the television.
Right.
Same thing with a car. Same thing with a gun. That's why I'm always big on gun rights, because you could save a life with a firearm. You could do horrible things with surgical equipment. It depends what you do with them. And that's really where, again, as a libertarian, I get really annoyed at people's ability to say, this is bad. These are bad things. Now, again, you're talking about stuff like crystal meth. I really have trouble trying to figure out what good things you can do with them. I guess there's some sort of weird teeter-totter device that an evil genius has where a baby's hanging off a cliff and you need to support ballast to keep it from falling off. Maybe you can have like a couple of pounds of crystal meth to keep the baby from falling off the cliff. But that's a really extreme scenario.
Yeah.
Right?
If you ever need to stay awake for 3 days and take apart a toaster, maybe.
Yeah, you can use the toaster as the ballast also. Yeah.